Ladies and gentlemen, Governor Tim Kaine and Ms. Ann Holton. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
What a glorious day, and how about a hand for the Charlottesville Municipal Band under the directionship of Steve Lehman. I'm Dan Jordan, president of the Thomas Jefferson Foundation, the private nonprofit corporation that's owned and operated Monticello since 1923. On behalf of my wife, Lou, on behalf of our family, as well as the trustees and staff of Monticello, in cooperation with the U.S. District Court for Western Virginia, I welcome you, one and all, to a commemoration of what Thomas Jefferson himself described as, quote, that great charter of our independence, adopted 232 years ago, this very day. That charter or declaration became at once a resounding creed of Americanism and, at the same time, an everlasting and universal expression of self-evident truths. Each 4th of July, for 45 consecutive years, the Foundation has been pleased to sponsor these special proceedings here at Mr. Jefferson's mountaintop home. The printed program will give you the sequence of events. You will note that we, as we always do, wish to honor the men and women of our country who have worn the uniform and made the sacrifices that would enable us to be here today. We are pleased to have Carl Douglas Chevy Prophet Jr., a D-Day veteran. The recipients of 3 Purple Hearts and a Silver Star. We're greatly honored. It's equally important to us and an honor to have the President of the United States at these proceedings and to have the Governor and First Lady of Virginia. And now to set the tone, we will have a reading of the preamble of the Declaration of Independence by the Honorable John Charles Thomas, Judge Thomas.
Historians of the American Revolution have concluded that whereas George Washington fought for the Revolution, Thomas Jefferson thought for the Revolution. Here are some of his most enduring thoughts. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new gods for their future security.
Prospective citizens, members of the court, distinguished guests, and ladies and gentlemen. In 1826, just days before his death, on the 50th anniversary of American independence, Thomas Jefferson wrote of the 4th of July, "Let the annual return of this day forever refresh our recollections of these rights and an undiminished devotion to them." We, as stewards of Monticello, have tried to follow Jefferson's words. Three presidents of the United States have joined us in celebrating Independence Day here at Monticello: Franklin Roosevelt in 1936, Harry Truman in 1947, Gerald Ford in the bicentennial year of 1976, and today that number becomes four with George W. Bush. At this moment, on this great day, it is my honor and privilege to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Thank you, and happy 4th of July. I am thrilled to be here at Monticello. I've never been here before. To my fellow citizens to be, we believe in free speech in the United States of America. And this is a fitting place to celebrate our nation's independence. Thomas Jefferson once said he'd rather celebrate the 4th of July than his own birthday. For me, that's pretty simple. The 4th of July weekend is my birthday weekend. For some of you, today will be your first 4th of July as American citizens. A few moments, you'll take part in the 46th annual Monticello Independence Day celebration and naturalization ceremony. When you raise your hands and take the oath, you will complete an incredible journey. That journey has taken you from many different countries, now made you one people. From this day forward, the history of the United States will be part of your heritage. The 4th of July will be part of your Independence Day, and I will be honored to call you a fellow American. I appreciate Alice Andes, the chairman of the Thomas Jefferson Foundation, and Dan Jordan, president of the Thomas Jefferson Foundation. I'm honored that the governor of the great Commonwealth of Virginia would join us, and Ann Horton. Appreciate you being here. Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Virginia. The Attorney General Bob McDonnell of the state of Virginia is with us, and all local officials. I appreciate Jim Jones of the U.S. District Court,
and other distinguished jurists who are with us today. Thank you for coming. Most of all, I'm glad you're here, and we welcome you and your families, and we're honored to be celebrating with you this joyous occasion. You know, long before anyone had ever heard of Crawford, Texas, Charlottesville, Virginia was the home to the first Western White House. The majesty of this home is a monument to the genius of Thomas Jefferson. Every year, thousands of visitors come here. And I think today it's fitting to thank the men and women of the Thomas Jefferson Foundation for preserving this historic treasure. You just can't help but marvel at Thomas Jefferson's many accomplishments. As a scholar, few were better read. He was known to have read 5 books at a time on a revolving bookstand. Later in life, he founded a public university that has become one of the nation's finest, the University of Virginia. As a statesman, Thomas Jefferson held all 3 top posts in the executive branch. He served as the 1st Secretary of State, the 2nd Vice President, and the 3rd President. Not bad for a man who hated public speaking. It seems Jefferson got away with only delivering 2 public speeches during his presidency. I'm sure a lot of Americans wish that were the case today. In a life full of accomplishments, Thomas Jefferson was especially proud of the Declaration of Independence. Looking back 232 years later, it's easy to forget how revolutionary Jefferson's draft was. At the time, some dismissed it as empty rhetoric. They believed the British Empire would crush the 13 colonies in the field of battle. And they believed a nation dedicated to liberty could never survive the world ruled by kings. Today, we know history had other plans. After many years of war, the United States won its independence. The principles that Thomas Jefferson enshrined in the Declaration became the guiding principles of the new nation. And in every generation, Americans have rededicated themselves to the belief that all men are created equal, with the God-given right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thomas Jefferson understood that these rights do not belong to Americans alone. They belong to all mankind. And he looked to the day when all people could secure them. On the 50th anniversary of America's independence, Thomas Jefferson passed away. But before leaving this world, he explained that the principles of the Declaration of Independence were universal. In one of the final letters of his life, he wrote, quote, "May it be to the world what I believe it will be to some parts sooner, to others later, but finally to all. The signal of arousing men to burst the chains and to assume the blessings and security of self-government. We honor Jefferson's legacy by aiding the rise of liberty in lands that do not know the blessings of freedom. And on this 4th of July, we pay tribute to the brave men and women who wear the uniform of the United States of America." We also honor Jefferson's legacy by welcoming newcomers to our land. And that is what we're here to celebrate today. Throughout our history, the words of the Declaration have inspired immigrants from around the world to set sail to our shores. These immigrants have helped transform 13 small colonies into a great and growing nation of more than 300 people. They made America a melting pot of cultures from all across the world. They made diversity one of the great strengths of our democracy. And all of us here today are here to honor and pay tribute to that great notion of America. Those of you taking the oath of citizenship at this ceremony hail from 30 different nations. You represent many different ethnicities and races and religions, but you all have one thing in common, and that is a shared love of freedom. This love of liberty is what binds our nation together, and this is the love that makes us all Americans. One man with special appreciation for liberty is Maya So from Burma. As a member of the Shan ethnic group, Maya faced discrimination and oppression at the hands of Burma's military junta. When he tried to reach local villagers, when he tried to teach local villagers how to read and write the Shan language, the regime interrogated him and harassed him. 2000, he left a life of fear for a life of freedom. He now works as a painter in the Charlottesville community. Today, we welcome this brave immigrant as a citizen to be of the United States of America. I'm sure there are other stories like Maya's among you, but we must remember that the desire for freedom burns inside every man and woman and child. More than two centuries ago, this desire of freedom has inspired the subjects of a mighty empire to declare themselves free and independent citizens of a new nation. Today, that same desire for freedom has inspired 72 immigrants from around the world to become citizens of the greatest nation on earth, the United States of America. I congratulate you. I welcome you. I wish you all a happy 4th of July. Thanks for inviting me. May God bless you, and may God continue to bless the United States of America.
All rise. Oyez, oyez, oyez. This United States District Court for the Western District of Virginia is now in session and open for the transaction of business. The Honorable James P. Jones, Chief United States District Judge, presiding. God save these United States and this Honorable Court. Please be seated and come to order.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pleased to preside at this naturalization ceremony. It's now my pleasure to receive the motion for the admission of new citizens.
May it please the court, on behalf of Michael Chertoff, the Deputy Director of the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, Jonathan Sharafan, and Mr. Chertoff, the Secretary of Homeland Security, I am pleased to present to the court the following 72 applicants for naturalization as citizens of these United States. Tyler Quang Lam. Leonel Omar Lopez Garcia. Virendrakumar Babubhai Patel. Harris Bukvik. Pravin Kumar Ranchholbhai Babsar. Khaled Jamal Selah. Australia Taparo Karn. Jasmine Salme Salah. Tatiana Alexandrina Early. Linda Sainville. Jose Isid Bonilla Hill. Franciscus Basiling. Mary Teresa McFadden. Margaret Ann Turner. Sasan Mohammed El Fatah Zayeda. Jay Shri Venkatesh. Celso Abaran Castaneda. Angela Jensong Zhang. Yena Zhang. Ahmet Nouri Bedir. Elaine Cristina Guisado. Irina Vladimirnova Klopov. Priti Roy. Kristen Finn Brakon. Sabino Bonilla Gonzalez. Jose Martin Guardado Aquino. Hayan Hua. Vesna Zelkovic. Jagdish Popatlal Patel. Joy Zhao Sheng Wang. Sukwinder Singh Gailey. Montri Narkmonkon Jackson. Lobsong Dondok. Krishnamachari Rajagopalan. Raja Lakshmi Ranjarajan. Hun Jordan Jung. Mikhail Andreevich Zotov. Dionysi Radu Moskulu. Sonia Avril Casero. Gabriela Mihela Muscalu. Tudor Muscalu. Eduardo Martinez Garcia. Khalid Sepula Rana. Yolanda Mata. Xu Fang Yang. Sergei Alexandrovich Orakov. Hata Sadi Taha. Jason Yo Tan Kim. Seval Mastorovich. Xenia Del Carmen Diaz. Beatriz Emilia Cecin Neder. Abbas Salam Rasul. Glizar Rasul. Maya So. Johannes Akij Bud. Barbara Ursula Teresa Nowakowski. Teresa Ojo de Agua. Meenakshi John Chavan. Vanli Luangraj. Margaret Gainsbach, Suzada Mim Luangraj, Alexander Anufriev, Joan Margaret Gillespie, Evelyn Butsum Sala, Anna Miriam Diaz, Hua Tai Huynh, Marion Wall, Diane Dain Ho, Yelizaveta Mikhailovna Wilhelm, Parwana Popal, Ali Hussein Al Asadi, Elnisa Korjenich, Julia White Freeman, Anna Karuna Lafferty, Your Honor, each of these applicants has been found eligible and qualified to become a citizen pursuant to the laws of these United States. I am therefore pleased and privileged to move this honorable court to administer the oath of allegiance and renunciation and deliver to them their certificate of naturalization.
Thank you, Mr. Flager. On behalf of the court, I'm pleased to grant the motion. And ladies and gentlemen, if you'll face me and raise your right hand, I will administer the oath of citizenship to you. If you'll repeat after me, I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty, of whom or which I have heretofore been a subject or citizen. That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will bear arms on behalf of the United States when required by the law, that I will perform non-combatant service in the armed forces of the United States when required by the law, that I will perform work of national importance under civilian direction when required by the law, and that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. So help me God. Ladies and gentlemen, by the authority vested in me, I hereby declare you citizens of the United States of America. Mr. President, I would invite you to assist me in welcoming the new citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, new citizens, if you'll come forward in order and receive your certificates and be welcome. Would the audience please be seated?